Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad abduhu wa rasuluhu. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم باقية الله خير لكم إن كنتم مؤمنين. Alhamdulillah, it's good to see a big gathering of brothers and a few sisters also for an auspicious occasion. It's hard to talk after Maulana Shabir and Maulana Shamshar spoke, and then after that film is really more difficult because, you know, I was talking to my class, and as a teacher, unfortunately, visual effects are much more easier for kids to watch. We don't want to listen to more, they don't want to read books, but they see something, it brings in, and I think that's for us as adults also. America is not a culture of reading, it is a culture of visual. And that's part of the problem, because no one wants to read no more, even though Allah in the Quran says, Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, right? So we have let go of reading. But I think the visuals were good, because on February 1st, it was my last speaking day for Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and I had no choice but to speak about Imam Khomeini right until they returned, because you must remember, on the 12th day, 11th day of Muharram, that also was the first. And just as we celebrate today the revolution, we must celebrate the day that Imam returned and stepped back foot on the land of Iran. I think that was an auspicious and a great occasion for the Muslim Ummah. So some of the stuff I'm saying, maybe I'm not going to take your time that long. It's kind of a repeat because it's the same thing. But Visa Dua Bahman, that's what we're here today to remember. And it's important that Maulana Shabir said for all the Muslims of the world and the unity of the Muslims, right? And when I look at what Imam did, it reminded me of, he started off with an ayat. I remember a dua, right? He raised, you know, it's a Khunaya, Khunaya, Ta'im Kalama Mahdi. Come on, hey, y'all can say it one time together. Come on, we can say it one time together. Khodaya! See, to me, my problem is we have this up here, but we have forgotten simple duas like this. And if you're writing, you know, you got to ask yourself some questions and look at it. I mean, from a point of view of personal history, forget Islam, just personal history. I know you're nationalistic a little. You can be a little more nationalistic at least for that dua, right? We forgot it. I remember when I first went to Iran with the Ayatollah Badges Masjid, and afterward, that's what they said. Khodaya, Khodaya. You go now, nobody says, Salaamu Alaikum, let's go home. This is problematic. If it's problematic in Iran, obviously it's going to be problematic here in America, isn't it? Because what I say is that we have forgotten Nasruddin Khomeini. We have forgotten Khatib Imam. We have forgotten the line of Imam Khomeini. And on this day, we should remember the line of Imam. We should study the methodologies of Imam. You know, they say, if it's not broke, don't what? Don't fix it. We have in our midst, think about this, in our midst, we have a revolution that we have seen. True or not? Not just the Muslim world, the non-Muslim world, in our midst, in the 20th century, in our lifetime, or the kids too, we know and have witnessed a revolution. But if we don't study that revolution, then we're going to make mistakes, right? Prophet Muhammad A.S.A.M. said, a Muslim never steps in the same hole, what? Twice. But why do we keep stepping in the same hole? Because we've gotten away from the Khalayat of Imam. And we look at what Imam did more for the world. So today, in my opinion, like Muhammad Shabir said, as a Pakistani, he's not Iranian. Muhammad Shabir said, they're not Iranian. The fact that we have many people of different nationalities and cultures here remember this revolution is evident that this revolution was not for Iran. It is evident that this revolution was for the Ummah. It is evident that not only was this a revolution for the Ummah, this was a revolution for the Muzaffarin and the oppressed people of the world. This is what this revolution was for. It was not for one race of people, but sometimes the shaitan comes and the shaitan says, well, that's the Iranian revolution. That's an Islamic revolution, we say. If it's an Islamic revolution, then we should be able to see the fruit of the revolution. So if this was only for Iranians, this would only be Iranians in here. So it's evident that the line of Imam, because it's the line of Imam Hussein, there's the line of Allah, the Prophet Muhammad. It's about wahda and unity. And the methodologies of Imam were so powerful. Imam Khomeini, one thing he did that I realized when I was in Qom, and you heard the story before, you hear it again because it's a beautiful one to me. We had to learn Farsi, and we had a Turkish guy named Abu Faz, but he wasn't Azadi Turkish, he was from Turkey. And he came up, And we had to say, what does Imam Khomeini mean to us? And Abu Fars came, he starts crying. He kept crying, kept crying. And so us in the class, we started what? Crying too. I don't know what we cried about, because the guy was just crying, but it was real emotional to him, so I felt sympathetic. And Abu Fars got, we're all crying. So finally gathered himself, and we said, you know, well, we'll report on what we cried about. He said, if it was not for Imam Khomeini, I would not know Imam Ali. Think about this. If it was not for Imam in Kalab, how would I know Ali ibn Abi Talib? Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Ya Ali. And this is so important, because when you realize most of the Turabi Qom who came from outside of Iran, why are they there? They will tell you, we came for Imam. Imam is in Kalab. He brought people together. He did revolutionary things that were dawah. How do I know it was dawah? Because I wasn't a Muslim when they had a revolution, right? But guess what? All my friends and family members, they love Imam Khomeini. You know why? Because after the revolution, they got them jasuses, they got them spies, didn't they? And they locked them up. And those people committed crimes against Islam. And what did Imam Khomeini's rapport to do? He said, tell the blacks to go home. That's dawah. Because now everybody black in America, I like that guy. Think about the cycle. He said, send the blacks home. They got enough problems in America. He understood that black people in America were under oppression in America. So he said, hey, go home, because he was working on the hearts and the minds of the oppressed people in America. Then what did he do with the women? He said, go women, go home. You should be with your children. Because he was working on the hearts and the minds of women. Here, Imam Khomeini of doing is spreading Islam by doing dawah, by being politically active. His activism and his politicalness was dawah. We think dawah is, well, let me go over here and teach somebody al-Fatiha, let me tell them about Tawheed. This is dawah. But dawah is also standing for justice and being a role model. Imam stood up, a nation stood up, and that nation still today affects the world today. All the issues of today that you see in the news have to do with Imam Khomeini. There's not one issue on TV today that you cannot go back to what happened in Inqilab. There's no issue here in America that we can't say because of Imam. I said, what about the Wahhabis? The Wahhabis have so much power here. I guarantee you, some of you who have been here long enough, the MSAs, the Wahhabis, right? They never were in power until what year? 1979. After the revolution, they saw Shiism growing, and then that's when Robbie Todd and the Saudis started doing, pumping money into America. We got to do MSAs all over America. Why? And so they had to do that because they wanted to slow down what? They didn't come out. So you can see the manifestations of what's going on here. So Imam, and I say Imam because him and the people, they rose up. But one of the things that he did that we have to remember, Imam Khomeini often said a beautiful saying. He said, Agar Sapar Nabu Kishfar. If you don't have the military, we don't have the support, we don't have a country. So today, we not just celebrate, but we also, I mean, it's kind of funny because we're doing Muharram, and we're commemorating Imam Hussein alayhi salam, but we're trying to celebrate at the same time. But you know what? Imam Khomeini was in that same concept when he came back. Because what was the first place he went when he came home? Behesh al-Zahra. So we were home, the Shahada. Think about it. He went to remember the Shahada. So he himself was in the celebration. He mourned Imam Hussein and gave respect to the Shahada. We at the same time should be happy, but at the same time we're in a state of mourning. Because of Imam Hussein's revolution, like Samar Shabay said, and the revolution happened when Imam Khomeini went up to Allah. And then after the revolution, it continued, right? And to me, when I look at Imam and what he's done, and I look at the youth, it's sad because most of our youth, they don't know Imam, they haven't studied Imam, they don't know the methodology of the revolution. Imam right here in Velazquez, he says what? He says we must propagate Islam. He has given us instructions on what to do when you're in the Western world. You don't have an army, you don't have guns, you don't need it, just have a tongue, just say something. 1963, Imam rose up on what day? During when? Ashura. What days did he start his revolution on? In Muharram. Because he's connecting himself with the line of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. But what have we done? We're getting away little by little. But you know what Imam did to all the Muslims? He gave us izzat. You know what izzat is? He gave us pride. He gave us dignity. When we walked around with our heads down and kicking rocks and everything, he gave all the Muslims in oppressed dignity and pride. So today, we don't just celebrate the revolution. We don't just celebrate the revolution, but we also should celebrate the fact that we have izzat and pride even today because of the revolution. See, some of us, we may not be in this masjid because of that, right? There are many Iranian brothers I know who, I mean, Muhammad Al-Ghama, pastor said something. I don't know if it's true or not. Only the Iranians can tell me if it's true or not. He said, in his opinion, what happened in Iran 1979 was a mujahid. It was a miracle. I said, come on, man, that's a strong, you know, that's a strong word, but I went to Iran before the revolution. And these are the last place I would have thought a revolution would have came from. I study these people, I know what people do, and I'm telling you, what happened there? This is, he said, only Allah could bring this about. He said, Allah did it. And he said, not only did he do it, but remember what Imam said. It is not that one person brought this revolution about. He said, it's Allah who has reconverted the people. Think about it. He said, Allah has reconverted you and brought you back to your what? To your religion. So to us, we should ask Allah to reconvert us, that we come back to our deen. And then we remember all those who sacrificed. But the last thing I want to say, and it's real important as far as the line of Imam here in America especially, it has to do with wahda and unity. We have to have wahda and unity. I say that because it's too easy to say, but we're Shias, we're this, we're that. Look, we're Muslims, man. We are Muslims. Imam Khomeini said, he who debates about Shias and Sunnis is the what? He's the faith. If we can't say we're less than the Sunni man, shit, what are we saying we're following the line of Imam? If the number of Sunnis coming in here today celebrating this, what are we saying about the line of Imam? What are we saying? Either you follow it or you don't. This is what I like to support. People like Shahid Ahmed. He's like, look, this is what I'm doing. I'm going. If you want to see those who follow the line of Imam, go look at the support. It's like, this is the way we go. This is the cut. And the last thing I say is, and I really want to say this, because think about this as a metaphysical concept of understanding the inqilab. Today, the line of Imam is still alive with the Rahba, Sayyid Khamenei, in my opinion. This is my personal opinion. And if you look at the world, what happened at Karbala is happening today in many senses. Kullu yawmin ashura, kullu ardin Karbala, right? But look at the different ideas, right? One, Imam Hussein, when he went to Medina, what did Yazid want from Imam Hussein? Bayat. That was it. That's all he asked for. Hussein, you give us bayat and respect Yazid Lantanlay as a leader, and you can go back to Medina and hang out with your family and zikr Allah and pray all you want. All we want from you, Imam Hussein, is what? Bayat. Sayyid Khamenei, what's the difference? No Lamar can run Iran. Everybody can say Iran. Iran can have all the shelter bomb and all the 41. They just want one thing from the Rahbar. They want bayat. The superpowers, they want bayat from Iran. They want Iran to say, you are the leaders of the world. That's it. This is the same thing. They want them to say, we are the leadership. And they say, nah, we won't do it. Because the same line Imam Hussein uses Yazid, the same line Iran uses with the superpowers of today. How can I get bayat to a group, to a superpower, to powers like that? True or not? This is the same line. So we should be, the same line is being put out. We should be proud that we are not only following Imam Hussein, we're following Imam Khomeini, and we should be following the Rahbar Sayyid Khamenei and support him for at least doing one thing, even if you don't believe in the line of the king, even if you don't follow the line of the king, you should at least respect a man who won't give in to oppressors. A man who stands up and says, look, this is right, this is Islam. You got to at least say that. You got to at least respect a man and say he stood up and he said, look, I'm not going to give in. Because I'll tell you, the day he gives in, what are we going to do? But inshallah, Qudaya, Qudaya, Ta'in Kalam Mahdi, Az Naslatay Khomeini. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.